Hey guys, I'm Sky. I'm an intern at WZND Radio at Illinois State, and I'm joined here by Sunset Drip. I'm going to ask you guys a few questions today, and to kick it off, if you guys don't mind introducing yourselves and just letting me know like what you guys do in the band, what instruments you play, and all that good stuff.
Hello, hello. We are Sunset Drip. My name is Julian. I play guitar.
I'm John. I play bass.
I'm Nick. I play drums.
I'm Johnny. Nice to meet you, Sky. I play guitar and sing.
Nice to meet you all. It's so good to have you all here. So I will start by asking, what brought you guys all together? How do you guys know each other?
I mean, Johnny and I guess, started this band. I mean, Johnny started. He asked me, like, maybe 3 years ago, because he was back from college. Hey, I'm looking to get a band together. Like, do you know anyone? Like, let's jam on some ideas. So we started jamming. We had a couple different bass players, and I suggested Julian because Julian and I have been in multiple bands throughout the years. I mean, I've known Julian since before I even had memories. So I've known Julian as long as I can remember. So this is our third band together. So I suggested Julian, and the three of us really clicked. So it kind of switched off. Julian and Johnny were switching off on bass and guitar, and then John kind of found his way, found us, and you know, that also just clicked. We tried him out, and it was magic from there. So
super cool, super cool. What's like each of your backgrounds in music?
I've been playing music, I'd say, most of my life. You know, I started in middle school, right when you can like pick an instrument in class. So I picked the trombone. So I played trombone in middle school, and then picked up the bass in high school, played with my school's jazz band, and yeah, I've been playing bass ever since. And
I grew up in a very musical household, so it was always music being introduced to me over the years. Usually by like middle school is when kids start learning their instruments. So I picked up piano first, and then drums, and then with the guitar. So I learned as much as I could in my basement full of instruments and through the friends that I've made.
I have been playing the guitar for a very long time, and now I'm an old man, and I sing a tune every now and then. I personally, my music journey has just been like exploring. Like, I've always felt like a little explorer. And the first time I heard a guitar, I was like, whoa, I gotta do that. And I started crying. And I was like, I need to play the guitar. And then I kept on playing that guitar. I learned to play drums and bass and everything, but these guys, man, yeah, I don't know. I guess I started when I was 8 and play a variety of instruments, and mainly guitar and singing. And it's always been a massive passion of mine. My parents weren't musicians, but they were music lovers. Like, they always were always playing music, and they were always like giving me fun facts about music. And I was always surrounded by people too that I didn't even realize. To me, it was just so natural, but I was surrounded by people who like loved music and like were so passionate about it. And I was just like, oh, this is just like, the world is just so excited about music. To have found these three guys, I feel like they're just as excited about music. It's very cool.
Yeah, I could kind of say the same. Nobody in like my direct family is a musician, just a household of music lovers. My dad really introduced me to music at a young age. And, you know, my first drum set was actually Julian's dad's drum set. He gave to me when I was like 4 or 5, and I was just banging away on those for a couple of years until I kind of figured how to do things myself. I'm just a self-taught drummer.
That's
and then
awesome.
I didn't start taking lessons until maybe I was like 10 or 11, and then been taking lessons on and off ever since, and kind of playing with bands. I've been in bands since I was like 11. And then now it's just getting together with these guys is really rekindled my love and my passion for music, and has just really made me realize this is just kind of what I want to pursue in life. So I've started studying music at St. Xavier University, shout out. And yeah, now here we are.
Just thought of, my parents actually met in their college's marching band. So in a way, I'm here through music, kind of.
Yeah. That's funny.
He was conceived in the drum line.
So you guys seem to have a really good chemistry. You guys are all clearly good friends. What does like the songwriting process look like for you guys? When you guys get together, how often do you get together? What does it look like? Who comes up with what ideas and melodies and stuff like that? Instrumentals, what does that look like?
Johnny and I have been the prominent songwriters of the group as of right now. Since the beginning, we've just been throwing in a bunch of songs from our bag of endless stuff, and they end up becoming reworked into something better and bigger because of introducing them to our rhythm section. A lot of it starts with like a song kind of already half written, and then maybe a quarter
of
that
fully written.
What's that?
And then it gets fully
then it
written.
Yeah, these guys bring us a nice.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. And it's so exciting. Like, I think there's like a certain point where as like a songwriter, you like hit a certain wall, and then when you bring it to the band and they like elevate it to that
yeah.
next, it feels so good. And it's such a beautiful moment of chemistry. And then John's been writing music too. And then like Nick will come in with beats, and then we definitely like, we'll jam on tunes together where we all just like come together and write a tune. And it's a beautiful little thing. We try to attack it from as many angles as we can.
That's super cool.
Hey, we're Sunset Drip, and you're listening to our song Jitters here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
I think the Adderall is finally kicking in, just enough to make my head spin. I can almost taste the adrenaline. Take this once a day and you'll feel fine. We hope you focus on what actually matters this time. Don't forget to breathe, don't freak out. Don't get all too much at once.
Did the name Sunset Trip come from? Is there a cool story behind that?
Somewhat of a cool story. And I guess it is a cool story because now the name has been stolen two times or three times.
Oh,
really? I'll have to hear about that too.
But yeah, I conceived of the name either in 2017 or 2018, but the Instagram is still up of like our first performance under the name. And I remember looking into the laws of like yada yada. Anyway, apparently didn't look into them hard enough. But since then, so I've had the name Sunset Drip, but there's a band that started that's called The Sunset Drip, which bogus. And then
we have beef.
We have major beef. Just kidding. They're fine. They can do their thing, whatever. But then there's Sunset Drip Records as well. Both of them came post me coming up with the name. We did it first.
You guys are the OGs.
We are. But the Sunset Drip name itself comes from, I was watching the sunset over the water, over an ocean. And the way it was like dipping into the water, it looked like it was melting. And I was like, oh, the sunset's dripping right now. So it's the Sunset Drip.
That story almost sounds made up. I can't lie, but
that's because it is. No, I'm kidding.
No, that's a good story. That's good. All right. And do you guys have any upcoming shows that we can talk about or any upcoming music? What's new with you guys?
We got a couple coming up. So our new, we have a single coming out to be determined when, soon, called Teeth. Be out in stores near you. By stores, I mean any streaming platform that you have available. Yeah, we have a couple of shows coming up in October. We have Blue Island Beer Company on October 26th. Baseline in Chicago, which is out of Columbia College. Base Camp in Lyle, Illinois, November 1st. Both Halloween shows, so if you're into that,
dress up.
Yeah, we will be dressed up. There will be costume contests. A lot of fun.
Super cool. I'm super excited for all of that. And then I do have one final question for you guys. What is a favorite memory that you guys have together as a band?
Oh, I thought she was about to ask us who's our favorite member of the band.
You can answer that too if you want.
We held, for my 21st birthday, we held this garage party that was originally going to be in our basement, but we're like, there's probably going to be more people here than we think. We moved it into my garage. And we totally blacked it out with like black carpeting and everything, lots of lights, banners, and all that stuff. We couldn't believe the turnout, how many people really enjoyed being there and they felt comfortable there. The band's Mantra and Dystrophy were in our lineup, and then we played right after. It was just such a good night.
Yeah, that was awesome. We also, we put on a festival this summer. Drip Fest 2024. We had 8 local bands. I'm not going to sit here and name all of them, but it was such a good day. We decided to, like, instead of just having a little show in the evening, like, we were going to put on an all-day festival. So we started in the afternoon, band. It kind of rained all day like Woodstock, but it was beautiful. We had a tarp up, so we didn't even have to stop the music. These bands were playing as, like, the water's pouring down on top of them.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the spirit of Woodstock was with us, clearly. It was pouring.
Until the cops came because somebody was partying too hard. They dialed
911. Oh, yeah.
It was a total accident.
This kid was just partying, and he called.
He was jumping around.
Yeah, the dude at Driftfest who was having, like, the best time. Like, he was jumping around the whole time, lit.
Called the cops in his pants.
Yeah, called the cops in his pants.
But dialed the cops.
But dialed the, like, emergency, you know how you can, like, emergency call. So a cop shows up and it's just like, we got a call from a phone number, like, a guy named John. But yeah, honestly, the memories of just, like, being with these guys, like, I've never had, like, friendships like this and brotherhoods. And it really feels like, for one, we're all, like, really going towards a common goal. And just the friendship, because, like, maybe someday the band, we have to stop for one reason or another. But, like, these friendships are, like, forever for sure.